It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
See?
Because it
See?
Blows.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
Whoa. Time
Why
out.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
We're going to time out, both of you.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Let me take a puff off my pipe as I cue the iPod.
You would play stuff that nobody has ever heard of.
No, I would
of.
Play
you
stuff that's good.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ways
are you willing
that.
To put out the 99 cents it takes to purchase a song?
I can do that right here at the desk.
We have on my account.
I've got an account, butt munch.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And they get violent sometimes on that show. Yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And candidate number one comes to us from this very show. What? Oh, okay. I thought you were
showing you a picture.
Okay. That's what I thought. Then I thought you were trying to, I was supposed to read something.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we do have a sponsor here. And it is
TexasDirectAuto.com.
TexasDirectAuto.com.
Thank you, TexasDirectAuto.com, for bringing us the e-brake. We appreciate that very much. We really do. Especially candidate number one, who's won Junior Miller.
Now, I protest this. What is this all about?
Well, it's when you got crossed up when Gordo was telling us the story of getting to see Blackie, the guitar of Eric Clapton, on the ticket. Hmm.
But seeing part of musical history, seeing Blackie, the famous Stratocaster.
Pretty cool.
That's
great.
That
recorded so many great songs. It was wonderful. It was it was wonderful tonight when I saw it.
That's a very nice touch.
Very nice.
And that night, you were the lady in red.
I guess I was, kind of.
Wait, he didn't do that song, did
no.
he?
No, that was Chris DeBerg, wasn't it?
Yeah. What song am I thinking
Steve
about?
Steve DeBerg.
In red.
You thinking of Tears in Heaven?
Maybe. That night you were Tears in Heaven. You were crying
well, don't
Tears
say that,
in Heaven.
Because I think that's about his kids sailing out a window in New York City.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's the O-Deck.
Gosh. So...
Yeah,
bumper car. Say sailing out the window.
As soon as I said that, I knew I had the wrong song, and it was "Wonderful Tonight" is what I was thinking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
the one that, yeah.
I think "Wonderful Tonight" and "Lady in Red" are the same song if you listen to them.
No,
aren't they?
No,
very different.
Woman in red,
wonderful
dancing
tonight.
With me. All right. Well, that's on you anyway. And you are candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from that Bob and Dan radio show, and this one's on Dan because as they were concluding their visit with Tyler Sagan, Dan was bringing up a number of Toronto personalities, and for some reason he thought the mayor, Rob Ford, the former mayor, was still alive.
I've never been to one of those Party at Napoli's houses when Keish was this year, but yeah, I am friends with him.
Wow, that's a surprise. You've never been. Were you a Rob Ford?
That was a PR. That was a good comment by me, right?
That's right. Are you a Rob Ford fan, too? Do you stick by him thick and thin?
Not really.
Well, he got sick and pass away.
He died last
he died?
Year, Dan.
Yeah.
He's been dead.
The mayor of Toronto died?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that their crack-smoking mayor would have been an early
I never
demise.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Tyler. Let's have a moment of silence for the mayor of Toronto.
Okay.
Paul in what?
The noise is really
that,
awkward.
That ended weird.
Yeah.
That was so awkward.
What a mess that is.
He got sick and passed away.
There's so much in there. It was Jake throwing that in there. That was pretty funny. Yeah, just for the heck of it, let's listen to that chaos one more time.
I've never been to one of those Party at Napoli's houses when Keish was this year, but yeah, I am friends with him.
Wow, that's a surprise. You've never been. Were you a Rob Ford?
That was a PR. That was a good comment by me, right?
That's right. Are you a Rob Ford fan, too? Do you stick by him thick and thin?
Not really.
He got sick and passed away.
He died last
he died?
Year, Dan. Yeah.
He's been dead.
The mayor of Toronto died?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that their crack-smoking mayor would have been an early
demise? I never saw that coming.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Tyler. Let's have a moment of silence for the mayor of Toronto.
Okay.
Paul in... what?
The noise is really awkward.
That ended weird.
Yeah.
That was so awkward.
Poor Tyler.
Wow.
Let's put up with all that nonsense.
He got sick and passed away.
All right, so there's Dan up for an e-break. And that brings us to candidate number three. Yes, he's back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. He can't just let anything go. And sometimes when Norm hears return music, he has to get nostalgic. Especially if it's an older artist like Paul Simon. And this happened the other day on Norm and Donnie.
Wow. This is Paul Simon. Has this country ever had two people with the same name who ever produced more wonderful things? There's a big video weekend. The Dallas Video Festival.
Hold on.
What?
Paul Simon.
Yeah. There's two Paul Simon?
I don't understand.
Who's the other Paul Simon?
Oh, the...
playwright. What's the playwright's name? Not Paul Simon?
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon. Thank you. Neil Simon. Sorry. It is Neil Simon.
So now you understand the confusion, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
It's not the first time I've caused some.
Won't be the last.
No, it won't be the last. This weekend, big video fest at the Angelica in Dallas.
So just a real emotional moment for you. Yeah. Hey, just sit back and reflect. Have we ever had someone with the same name give more to our culture?
Boy, that was confusing. I didn't know where he was going with that.
Paul and Paul Simon. Oh, it is Neil Simon, isn't it?
I thought it was some weird attempt at talking about how Paul Simon has two first names. You know, I've had someone with two first... I couldn't understand it.
My name's Paul Simon.
One more time.
Wow. So when I reach this is Paul Simon. Has this country ever had two people with the same name who ever produced more wonderful things? There's a big video weekend. The Dallas Video Festival.
Hold on.
What?
Paul Simon.
Yeah. There's two Paul Simon?
I don't understand.
Who's the other Paul Simon?
Oh, the...
playwright. What's the playwright's name? Not Paul Simon?
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon. Thank you. Neil Simon. Sorry. It is Neil Simon.
So now you understand the confusion, right?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
All right.
It's not the first time I've caused some.
Won't be the last.
No, it won't be the last. This weekend.
I love how Norm confirms it is Neil Simon.
It is Neil Simon, sure enough. Yes, thank you so much.
And that
all right, so those
confirmed.
So those are your three candidates, Junior Miller, Dan, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's see how we do on voting. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, man, I was just giving you a heads up. Bob moved back our Bible study, so I'm not going to make it to the sex party tonight, man, but I'll catch you.
I'm not having one of those, sir. I'm not having one of those. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, is this FM radio?
Yeah, and AM.
Oh, great. Hey, can I vote exclusively on FM radio this morning?
Sure.
Great. Hey, I'd like to vote for George's recommissioned butt plug.
Not a candidate, not even a product. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Norm.
Thank you. See, that's how you vote. You just say Norm, Dan, Junior. That's the way to do it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay, vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was too quick, man. I never get through. Vote for the increasingly cynical Judy Miller. Thank you.
What? What did he say?
I couldn't understand it.
I couldn't understand it either. Could you understand it back in the studio there?
It might have been Junior Miller.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. I would like to responsibly vote for Norm Hitchkiss, and I know why he got confused. He was really thinking about the greatness of Simon and Simon.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Well, you love that show.
Yeah, I love Simon and Simon. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, Craig. This is your lady in red, and I can't wait for you to visit tonight. Step into the boudoir and say, lay down, Sally.
All right, I'll see you later.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, AM homos.
God, hey, come on.
Give me Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for voting so responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'd like to respond this morning and have a brief moment of silence for man does mankind.
Hmm? What? I don't know. Something about a moment of silence. I guess that's a Dan vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, George, do you believe in the mean green?
Yep.
So my vote is for Mr. Cub Hater and Eric Clapton idiot, one Junior Miller.
Hey, hey. Let's not use such strong language there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Vaginal size, born.
Oh, we almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who's going to win?
Simon Says.
All right, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello.
Hey, Musers.
Hey, extremely fake tiger.
Hey, I was going to vote for Craig, but he never calls me anymore. And I don't think Norm could really, really get my name confused with anybody else because I'm named after a cat. So I'm going to vote for that guy who smokes doobies.
For Dan, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Norman Elizabeth Hitzkus, and I love you, Madam Giorgio.
Oh, wow. We haven't heard from her in a while. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Norm, with this classic E-Break.
Wow. This is Paul Simon. Has this country ever had two people with the same name who ever produced more wonderful things? There's a big video weekend. The Dallas Video Festival.
Hold on.
What?
Paul Simon.
Yeah. There's two Paul Simon?
Understand.
Who's the other Paul Simon?
Oh, the
playwright. What's the playwright's name? Not Paul Simon?
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon. Thank you. Neil Simon. Sorry. It is Neil Simon.
So now you understand the confusion. Right?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
All right.
It's not the first time I've caused some.
Won't be the last.
No, it won't be the last. This weekend, big video festival.
That had to win, right? That's a great E-Break there from Norm. How many is that for Norman?
Three wins in the last 6 weeks for Broadway Norm Hitzkus.
Boy, strong performance here in the last month and a half.